You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. It's a Friday, which means we're looking ahead to tonight's action in Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Mark. Pretty good, mate. Pretty good.
Good man. Looking forward to Dundalk?
Always, yes. As they say, does Dolly Parton sleep on her back?
Yes, I imagine she does, yeah. Yeah, good stuff. We've even got a listed race to look forward to tonight, Andy.
We have, yes. Intriguing little matchup as well between the two. I say the two, the main two in the market, of course. And they represent the best in the Colts Phillies form so far to date, in the shape of Most Beautiful in Washington, D.C. Quite unlike Aidan O'Brien to have a runner of that stature running so early in the campaign. He's obviously got perhaps an eye on some Group 1 races further down the line. But yeah, plenty of interest tonight at Dundalk. As well as that, all the old favourites are running as well.
Yeah, so let's get stuck into it. The first race is the 6 o'clock. We start with a Filly's Maiden over 5 furlongs, and the market this morning is headed by Tilly Trotter, who is 11-4. 4-1 for Joyce Compton. Celerity is 9-2. It's 11-2 for It's Your Turn. Devaria is 10, supported from 16s this morning. 10-1 for Grecian Divine, and 12-1 or bigger prices for the others. Not the easiest puzzle to solve, Andy. Not much form on offer in the first. So what would you say within the 6 o'clock?
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it, with all these 2-hour races earlier in the season. A little bit of intuition, sort of track knowledge and knowing what kind of trainers do really well here. With their two-year-olds, and they target their better runners here. And there's a bit of money floating around for quite a few already. The only one that's had a run, or there's two that's had a run, but the main one which has had a run is Tilly Trotter, who was well found in the market first time out in what I've got on my figures, a very hot race, first time up at the Curragh the other day. And although she only finished 7th of 12, it probably wasn't as bad a run as the actual bare results suggest, because she was drawn in stall one. That horror draw for a two-year-old stuck right out in the wing just means that she's rowing her own boat in the slowest part of the track for a majority of that race, and therefore she paid for those exertions trying to keep up with the standside runners in the latter stages of the race. So I think she's much, much better than that. Unfortunately, she's got a little bit of a tricky draw to overcome once again. She hasn't done any favours, being drawn 9 of 10. But with the experience under her belt, and like I say, we know that she's, you know, that form represents the best two-year-old so far, then she's probably the one to beat. But I do quite like one or two others as well. Darren Bunyan, of course, won that first two-year race of the campaign in the shape of Mr. Trader. And he trains a filly by Casamento. Casamento's stock is supposed to be well sought after. And this filly, albeit she didn't cost a great deal of money, has certainly got to be respected. And, of course, Madam Thunder was a good early two-year-old for Darren in the early parts of the campaign last year. A bit of money for Davaria as well. From a little bit of a smaller stable, but that one's got the box draw around the inside. And I can also give a favourable mention for It's Your Turn as well. A good pal of mine is doing a little bit of work with the Adrian Keatley stable, and their first two-year-old Cozy Cub finished fourth in that race at the Curragh. This filly's supposed to be quite forward, and he's expected to run well. So an intriguing opener here. I probably would have a few quid on Celerity, just because Darren Bunyan's obviously started the campaign really well. He's got a good marker, and we can back this each way around about the 5-1 mark.
Celerity each way, then the choice for Andy in the 6 o'clock. Onto the 6:30 next, we're staying in maiden company. This one's a maiden, over a mile. Long Island Sound and Zilbia are the 5-2 joint favourites at the time of recording this. 7-2 for Whiskey Zulu, 12-1 barring those. It's 12-1 for My Fantasia. New Classicism is also 12s and 14s or bigger for the rest. Interesting this, Andy, because you've got an Aidan O'Brien newcomer who's cost a few quid and, well, a few dollars actually, $800,000 and nicely bred, but taking on Zilbia, who's got the experience under his belt. So how do you weigh up in the 6:30?
Yeah, it's pretty easy race for me to summarise. I've already got involved with Zilbia this morning. You could have backed this horse each way at 4-1, 9-2 generally, but all the sharks and the each way bandits such as myself have been hoovering up the prices. Basically, it's a bet for nothing on James Fiend's charge. Obviously, James has done really well here over the last few years, and all his horses in maidens have got to be respected. Now, it's very difficult for any trainer to improve a Mickey Halford horse, but James has certainly done quite well on the evidence of what we saw the other day. Back in February, this horse finished third behind Party Angel and Mouse, Dr. Wynn in the previous previous connections, and first run off the shelf, a new trainer in the first time cheap piece. He's chased down a very good horse of Jessica Harrington's called Mulligatawny, doing all its best work at the end. Now, considering it was drawn 13 of 13, I thought it was a Herculean effort by this colt by Holy Roman Emperor, and that's the second time now that this horse has excelled on this surface. Fitness, obviously, absolutely paramount, track craft paramount. It'll definitely finish in front of Whiskey Zulu, who got the run of the race and a much better draw the other day. So obviously we've only got Long Island Sound to worry about. Now, in keeping with a lot of Aidan O'Brien's at this time of the year, they're usually a little bit green and they need a run. So with that in mind, this should be wide open for Zilbert to exploit. And in only a 2-1 shot now with William Hill, obviously all the value has gone, but the most likely winner here with experience and the fitness under its belt is Zilbert.
Zilbia Frandy then in the 6:30. The 7 o'clock is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older in the market, headed by Jamesy, who's 3-1, supported from 7-2 as well this morning. Great Wide Open is 7-2, 9-2 for Northern Surprise. Straight Up Zanzibar, 8s with Poetic Choice, 10-1 for Grey Danube, and 12s or bigger for the rest. Who do you side with in the 7 o'clock, Andy?
Oh, some cracking old favourites here in the lineup, and a few new additions, some new kids on the block who are obviously moving their way up the ladder at Dundalk. Most notably, Straight as Zanzibar, of course, who bounced back to form here last time out. He posted a very good number that day. He's got to respect. And, of course, Great Wide Open, who I tipped the other day, who got the benefit of a good tactical ride from the front. I think that might be the way to go with Charles O'Brien's charge. But I'm going to have to stick with the ultra-consistent and likeable and durable Jamesy. What a horse he's been for the last three or four seasons for David Marnane. Never, ever runs a bad race here at Dundalk. And he's been running really well over in Dubai as well. His last two runs when he's finished third in very good company beyond Baccarat and American Hope suggests that he's right on top of his game at the moment. And even though he's got the steady of 10-1 to carry, I still think he's got to be respected and he's going to be somewhere on the scene in a race of this nature. He should get the run of the race. There are plenty of front runners in this race, as I said. And he is drawn his track one as well, so he can hug the inside paintwork. Now, I know he hasn't won over 7 furlongs in his career, but he has been campaigned over 6 and 7 of late. And he certainly, the way he finishes his races off over 7 suggests that it shouldn't be a problem. Again, a decent each-way bet for us here in the shape of Jamesy in the 7 o'clock.
Jamesy, the pick friendly in the 7 o'clock. The 7:30 is the feature race of the evening. It's a listed race over 7 furlongs, and Washington DC is the 5-4 favourite at the time of recording this. 5-2 for Most Beautiful. Alma Halal is 8-1. 10-1 for Gift Wrap. 12 for Alphonsus, and 14-1 are bigger prices for the others. In terms of form, and in terms of rating, Washington DC easily the highest rated of these, but there is that little bit of a question mark about Aidan O'Brien's runner's first time out. So how would you play the 7:30? What do you think of it?
Yeah, as I said at the top of the preview, the two best horses in this race on the ratings represent all the top quality two-year-old form from last year, both fillies and colts. Of course, Washington DC, winner of the Windsor Castle, went on to finish second to Air Force Blue in the Phoenix Stakes in the middle of August. And of course, we know the winner, who's now a very hot favourite for the 2,000 guineas itself, was a winner of the Dewhurst at Newmarket later on in the season. So, you know, he's done absolutely nothing wrong. It's just whether he gets the trip and whether he's fit enough to do himself justice. If he is, then obviously he's got to be the most likely winner. And he's actually not a bad price if you think, you know, that the chances were taken with him. But I think the safest option is to side with David Watchman's filly, Most Beautiful, who, similarly to the favourite, has got some very good form as a juvenile, finishing third, of course, in the debutante stakes, the last one we saw her back in August. And, of course, the second, Minding, similarly to Air Force Blue, is the top of the market for the 1,000 guineas, courtesy of wins in the Moyglare and, of course, the Filly's Mile at Newmarket. The winner, of course, herself is very useful as well, Ballydoyle, having gone on to win the, I think it was the pre-Marcel Boussac at Longchamp, of course, later in the season. Well drawn tonight. We know this horse definitely stays the trip as well, which is something we don't know about the favourite. So the percentage call at the prices anyway would be to side with Most Beautiful, and that's the way I'd go there in that interesting, intriguing listed race.
Most beautiful, the choice for Andy. And then in the 7:30, the 8 o'clock is the fifth race on the card. This one is a handicap over 7 furlongs. And big field here, the market headed by Tom Dooley, who's 11-4. It's 4-1 for Pierre Dore. Armonique Nico is 11-2. 10-1 for Koretzka. Archibald Thorburn is next at 12-1. That's a reserve, though. It's 14s or bigger for the others. Quite a tricky race, Andy. Big field, plenty with chances. Help us figure out the 8 o'clock.
Yeah, this is a difficult race for me because I've tipped four of these previously, some of them with a little bit of a profit attached to them and some with a little bit of an unlucky run when I went for them that particular occasion. And the main one, of course, was Tom Dooley. How this horse didn't win here last time out is still an absolute mystery to me. Having been back from sort of 9-4, 2-1 into odds on, you thought it was only a matter of going down and coming back, but Gary Cowell had an absolute nightmare run through on John Fiennes' yards, and it was agonisingly done ahead on the line by Ratil, who got first run. Obviously, that was another decent effort off the back of a win the time before when he won with a little bit to spare. And if he's in the same kind of form, then he's very much the one to beat here. Interesting, there's been money for Pierre Dore this morning. I'm not really sure where that one's come from. Only one win in its career. And no wins at all on the all-weather, so won't be the one I'm interested in. Armonique Nico was a good winner for the podcast here a couple of weeks ago, quickening up really well. The only problem with James Nash's charge, he's yet to win over 7 furlongs in 7 starts, so that slightly pours cold water over his chances. And I do think Sophia Spirit will run well for the Michael Brown stable. If anyone's looking for a wild outsider, 14-1 for this horse is way, way too big. You could forget her run last time out. She didn't handle the heavy ground or that real stamina test over the 7 furlong trip at Cork the other day. But prior to that, just slightly missed the break when a very short price favourite behind Shiny Happy John in a very strongly run race. But hasn't got that much to find with Tom Dooley back in February off that run over 7 furlongs. And well drawn tonight. I do think she's probably good enough to finish in the frame, but I'm going to have to stick with Tom Dooley. Like I say, he was absolutely tragic here the other day, and he certainly deserves compensation.
I think one or two people agree with you there, Andy, as well. 9-2 into 11-4 this morning, Tom Dooley. So supported at the top of the market. Onto the 8:30, the penultimate race on the card. And this one is a maiden over a mile and a quarter. Posing is the 1-2 favourite. It's 3-1 into 5-2 for Queen Alphabet. 12-1 for Ardnasak. It's 16s for Catchword and 25-1 or bigger prices for the others. So pretty short price favourite here, Andy, in the shape of Posing. Rightfully so, in your opinion?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It was not a bad run first time up by Davy Watchman's filly. She got beat by a horse who got the previous experience, called Ebediah, who'd run a couple of times subsequently from the Mickey Halford stable. And that horse has gone on to finish placed twice in listed company subsequently towards the back end of last season. I think, if I remember serving me correct, that horse is rated in the 90s, high 90s. So she's run to a very, very high standard first time out. Obviously, Queen Alphabet, who's got plenty of ability, has got to be respected, but It's difficult to make a real cogent case for that horse who's probably been better known for running over hurdles of late to beat a horse who may have aspirations of running in Patton Company in the next few starts. So despite Queen Alphabet being well punted this morning, obviously very strongly fancied in some quarters, I'm probably going to have to stick with Posing despite the short price.
Posing then the selection in the 8:30, and the final race on the card is the 9 o'clock. We finish with a handicap over a mile and a half. It's for 4-year-olds and older, rated 47-65, and we've got 5-1 joint favourites at the time of recording this. Sea of Blue and Locus Standi. Hatch Hall is 11-2, 6-1 for C's Area. Swift Harry 8-1, 9-1 from 16s for Loyalty Card, 10-1 for Maple Hill, and 14-1 our bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the getting out stakes, Andy?
Yeah, closely matched the front two in the market here, Locus Standi and Sea of Blue. They've clashed a couple of times already in the last few weeks. And it's the tail of the tape reads 1-1. Sea of Blue beat Locus Standi here 2 starts back, staying on very strongly from the back end of the field after a slow beginning. And then Locus Standi got his revenge here a couple of weeks ago when more forwardly ridden. It was ridden very prominently from a low draw, where Sea of Blue was drawn in stall 12 and was dropped out the back and couldn't quite reel in the front runner who got first run. But hopefully tonight, Danico Albona will learn his lesson, because amazingly he's got drawn in stall 12 yet again, and Locus Standi's drawn in stall 1. So the advantage is very much with Jim Bolger's gelding. But hopefully tonight, Sea of Blue, like I say, won't be virtually last turning into the home straight as he was on that occasion. Plus the fact that he's running back over a mile and a half, whereas mile and a quarter last week was a little bit too short for him. So the combination of those two factors lead me to the bet here tonight with Sea of Blue. He's 5-1 with William Hill. I don't think you'll see any of that coming off, and I think he's a really good each-way bet to round off the card.
Really good each-way bet in the lucky last then. As always, Andy, let's have a little bit of a summary. If you'll spin us through your selections for Dundalk, then one more time.
Yeah, competitive as ever tonight at Dundalk. Looking forward to the card. And we start with an intriguing two-year-old race, which I'm sure he's going to throw out plenty of winners. I'll go with Darren Bunyan's Celebrity, who obviously comes from a stable, has already had the first two-year-old win of the season in Ireland, but there's plenty of others to consider there, most notably It's Your Turn. Do keep your eye on that one. In the 6:30, the obvious bet here has to be back-to-back Zilbeer. I was going to say each way, but all the each-way value is gone now, so we're only left with a winner-only option. In the 7 o'clock, James E again, similarly. He looks a real good each-way bet in that particular race. 7:30 is the intriguing clash of the night between Washington DC and Most Beautiful. I'm going to go with the latter to floor the former. In the 8 o'clock, I do think Tom Dooley deserves compensation for his unlucky run here the other week, but I think Sophia Spirit of Price could reward some sound each-way support as well. In the 8:30, Posing hopefully will get the better of the strong... the strongly fancied Queen Alphabet. And in the final race, Sea of Blue was unlucky here last week behind Locust Dundee. And hopefully, if she gets a better run through tonight, she can gain revenge.
Good work. Thanks very much, Andy. Good luck. Enjoy Dundalk this evening. And we'll speak to you again on Sunday ahead of the Curragh.
Looking forward to it. Cheers, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.